Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
NFL Network Analyst.
Kurt, I give you the floor on what we just...
What a crazy game. I mean, what a great finish. I don't know what Miami was doing at the end of the regulation, going for it on fourth down. Just kick it. Why can't we kick anymore? I don't understand. Just kick it and take the points.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Stacey Dales.
We're seeing so much growth from Caleb Williams. You know, I'm in Berlin and just on our rides and whatever I'm doing, I'm around Kurt Warner and just love talking football with him.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. And it is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals. Available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is Spiegs and Anthony Herron here on a Bears Victory Monday. Anthony in for Lawrence Holmes. Kurt, what's happening, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's happening? What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving. A little ahead of time, but I hope you guys have a great one.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. The way that this is progressing, I think, from a Caleb Williams perspective, it stands out to me that this past game, what he did yesterday, it felt like the Bears offense was more pocket-based. Like Caleb's approach to things and the way Ben called it had him more stationary. But it struck me that it seemed like he was getting the ball out more consistently on time and in rhythm, even though the passes were frequently kind of errant. And I'm in my brain trying to view that as a sign of progress as Ben Johnson is kind of reprogramming Caleb to a certain extent. How did you see that part of it?
I think I've been seeing that since week one is, you know, that battle that it seems like he's facing to do more of what Ben wants him to do in the pocket and, you know, playing the game more conventionally first and then reactionary second. So I've been seeing that in that battle, you know, and I say a battle because, you know, there are times that it just doesn't look comfortable. It looks like he's fighting himself to stay there and to work through things. Yesterday, I didn't think it was a great offense performance. I thought he was great in the red zone, Ben did a great job of designing and getting his first read open, and he made some really good throws in the red zone. I thought overall it wasn't a really good game. I thought his eyes were in the wrong spot a lot of times. And that was one of the issues I had with Caleb last year is, and again, we have to take this in stages and depth, that last year was all pure progression type stuff. And you know, that's hard for me to understand, because when I know something's not going to be open, I get off of that and I get to the next thing. And there were a lot of times last year where I thought his eyes were stuck and started in the wrong spot. Could have been because of the offense. I think Ben has done a much better job in designing things and getting him started in the right spot. And I felt like in this game, there were just times based on the concepts that I saw that I couldn't figure out why his eyes were starting in a certain spot. And so that concerned me a little bit yesterday, because I hadn't necessarily seen that or thought that was a theme in many games this year. But again, we've talked about it for a couple weeks. What I love is that it wasn't a great offense performance. You know, like he didn't play great. You talked about the errant passes at times and just being off a little bit, whether it was eyes, whether it was throws, whatever. And they still put up 31 points and they still win a football game. You know, like that to me is like, okay, all right. We're still doing a lot of things right. And we're still, you know, figuring this out, and we've got a long way to go. But once again, we're finding a way to win, and we're finding a way to make the critical plays that we need to make to win football games. And that was probably my biggest takeaway from yesterday.
Kurt Warner with us here on The Score. Yeah, it's interesting. He was 10 of 21 at the half, and there were all kinds of accuracy issues in the first half. But then there were some halftime adjustments schematically from the coach, and maybe with Caleb's comfort level. He talked about that a little bit after. But let's talk about the scheme, because you know what you're looking at, and you tweeted something about how you felt like you saw the Mike Martz influence on Ben Johnson a lot in this one with the pinch. Could you explain to our listeners what that is that you saw? Because I think a lot of us are seeing some amazing things getting schemed open, and we don't know exactly how these guys are getting so damn open.
Yeah, I mean, the pinch concept to me is you know, why I call it pinch is with the end that's inside of it. So, you know, there's an influence post. What I call an influence post is the interior part of the concept, where it's a guy that kind of clears out through the middle of the field, trying to clear out any safeties, any deep players that are in the area. The end portion of it is the big end, you know, and I wrote in the tweet, it was a route that built my house. Like, that was the route that we threw. If you were playing against the greatest show on turf, you knew you were going to see 10 to 12 big end routes thrown out of different formations in every possible way we could every single week. It was my favorite route to throw, and we were really good at it. And so the big end was on the outside. And then there's some element underneath, you know, for me, the pinch concept, the CH stands for choice. We would put a choice route underneath it that would grab that hook defender, so I would get a high low off of that in and the choice. So that's where pinch comes from. But, you know, it's been a staple. When, you know, when Ben was in Detroit, they would run a lot of the pinch concept out of a lot of different formations, drop back, play action, doesn't matter. And they've done it in Chicago as well. But I just noticed it showing up a whole bunch yesterday, and it just kind of popped into my mind because I had read something a week ago or talked to somebody a week ago that just said something about how Ben had been influenced. I don't know if it's spending time with Mike or studying the playbook that we had or whatever. That
I think it was me on this show.
Did you say it last week?
Okay. Absolutely. Right. We've got an ongoing conversation. It's a give and take. It's a beautiful
thing. So, okay, it was you. And so I don't know which one it is. Is he spent time with Mike? Is it studying, you know, what we did? I'm not sure which one, but you can definitely see the influences. One of the touchdown passes, I think it was the one to Loveland on the quick post.
Yes.
You know, another play that, you know, we used to call 095 F post. Another one of my favorite plays, but they hit that down the goal line for a touchdown as well. So starting to just see some of those influences and some of those plays that were my favorites back in the day. And it's cool to see that they still work. Good quality concepts that have answers and understanding on why you're doing it. They still work in football. And so it's really cool to see. And it's fun because it brings back a lot of memories.
That's awesome. Kurt, here's what Ben Johnson had to say earlier about Caleb improving in the middle of the field in terms, he said this, some guys get a little bit nervous, a little bit afraid to look away and then look back. He's always been a high-level steam thrower or bender versus too high. But now when you're talking about the daggers or the drift routes that we have in, I think Caleb's done a nice job of trusting the fact that he can turn his back to the defense and yet still flip around to make a decision whether to pull the trigger or not. Wonder what you think about those comments from Ben Johnson about Caleb and his progress.
Well, I mean, you love to hear it because that's exactly, you know, what we're talking about. The dagger route is that big end. And they throw it a lot. Again, you know, I think he'll just get better and better at throwing it. But, yeah, anytime as a quarterback that you have to look one side and then try to quickly come back to the other side and read something and verify what coverage you have there, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, there's a lot that goes into the timing of making sure you're getting back there in a timely fashion so you can hit that big in route on time. The other thing is when you're coming back there to know exactly where your eyes need to go, exactly what defender you need to find to see, is he getting depth? Is he staying low so I can make the throw up over the top? And so that is a challenging element when you're asking a quarterback to go from one side to another. And again, I think it's a route that Caleb has been solid at. I think that the next piece of it, and again, just going back to my time, I always felt like I could make that throw no matter how I had to make it. If a defender would drop deep, I had the ability to put the ball up and over the top, like what we call up and down. And so I could get it up and down quickly and still drop it into my guy. And so if you're going to run that route a lot, that would be the next step for Caleb, as we've talked about a lot of the drive throws and you know, wants to throw the fastball a lot, is learning how to make more of that touch throw so it gives you the ability to make that throw more often than not, no matter what the defense does. But again, all part of this process. And, you know, I love that while they're learning and while they're going through the process and when Caleb doesn't have his A game, again, finding ways to win as a football team. And that excites you with where we're at this point in the season. It excites you with the record that they have at this point in the season, and has to excite you moving forward to go, we've seen this much progress and we're seeing wins this way, man, what could it be? How good can we be by the time the season's over? And I think I'm like everybody else, excited to see what that looks like.
The Pro Football and Arena Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, our guest here on Spiegel & Holmes on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And through my eyes as an old defensive lineman and just watching the Wade, almost like Brett Favre-esque, where like Caleb just rears back and puts so much gusto behind the ball. And it does seem like when he takes a few of the RPMs off, that does enhance his accuracy and his touch. And I'm wondering mechanically, because biomechanically everybody's body is going to be different, but are there things as you're continuing to study Caleb that you would maybe correct mechanically that might enhance the consistency of his accuracy?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are things that you would do, but it's not always a natural thing for guys. Like when you talk about throwing the football, you throw from the ground up and you throw with your body more than you throw with your arm. And so the arm should just be kind of a following piece. It's, you know, I always use the analogy because a lot of sports are very similar. But like golf, if you've ever golfed, you know, a lot of us big guys, and, you know, we'll go and grab the golf club as hard as we possibly can. And we say, yeah, we benched 300 and whatever pounds. We're going to swing this club so hard that ball is going to go 350 yards. And we do that and the ball goes nowhere. And we're like, what is the problem here? Like, I'm swinging it so hard and so fast. And then you see a guy that weighs 185 pounds, you know, a pro golfer, get up there and it looks effortless and they swing through it and they hit the ball 350 yards. And you're like, how is that possible? Look at that guy's arms. There's no way. But the idea, like golf, just like throwing a football, is they generate all their power down low through their hips and through the explosion of their core. And then it creates the whip, or it creates the speed of, you know, of the club. And that's what creates those long distance hits. It's that power and that swing. And it's the same when you're playing football, is we want the arm to be the following piece. We want that to be the club. And we want to create the power with our body so I don't have to throw it 100 miles an hour with my arm. And that's where we get touch. And that's where we get the ability to get the ball up and down. And I use this term all the time. I use it with my son, who's a quarterback, who says it's not physically accurate or physically accurate. But I say it's got to be firm but soft. The ability to throw a football where it continues to go to its target. It doesn't die. But at the same time, it's not this heavy, hard fastball that's going 100 miles an hour that, you know, is either right on and you miss or right on and you make it, or it's off just a little bit and you miss. It gives the ability, and you talk about accuracy, it gives the ability of your receivers to adjust as well. So if I'm throwing a ball and the ball's going to be just a touch behind my receiver, if I'm throwing it with touch, they can gauge that speed. They can slow down a little bit. Now all of a sudden the ball looks like it's perfect. If you're throwing it 100 miles an hour and all of a sudden the ball comes off and it's just coming and you have no ability to react and the ball's a half a foot behind you, it's going to be much easier to miss that ball, to drop that football, and to look awkward and to look inaccurate than mine did. Even though the ball may be going to the same spot, I allow my receiver to help me make it accurate, to adjust to the football. And that's, to me, kind of the next step. I actually just broke down J.J. McCarthy, and he's got the same issue. I don't think Caleb has as much of an issue as J.J. does. Caleb is working on it, and there's times where you see the elements of being able to throw more with your body and taking something off of it. It's just not the natural thing for him. And J.J. struggles with that mightily, and that's why his accuracy is so far down, because it's either hit or miss, and that's all you get when you're throwing it 100 miles an hour. So there would be things that I would do to help him engage his core and his body more. But it's a hard thing for these guys that have these cannon arms and have always been used to saying, I can make every throw with my arm, so I'm going to. And I don't have to worry about all the other technique stuff. And a lot of these guys can, but just like that dagger or pinch throw that I'm talking about, if you've got to throw the ball 30 yards, and you've got to create that power with your arm to throw it 30 yards, it's going to be hard to get that ball up and down, to be able to gauge power with your arm and touch with your arm. If I can create that power with my body, and then I can change the trajectory or the touch with my arm by not moving it as fast, that's where I can get this up and down, and I can add these other elements to my game. And so those are the steps that some guys that aren't necessarily natural throwers. Natural throwers to me are guys that engage their body and athletically use their body. Other guys can throw the ball really well, but they're not natural throwers, and they use these other elements like a big arm to be able to carry them more than, like myself, didn't have a big arm, use my body and my power from my body to carry me. But it's also what made me very accurate, because the more I get my body going in the direction I want the ball to go, the ball's going to follow my body. If my body's off and my arm's trying to make the throw, that's where inaccuracies come from. And so you're trying to get all that to tie together.
It's reminding both me and Anthony, Kurt, of a conversation we've had about baseball pitchers many times, about how
high,
like,
effort guys.
And but then when you see a guy like Verlander or Scherzer in their prime, you're like, oh, that's right, they can throw 98, but they also know they don't have to. They know they don't have to. In that regard, did you get a chance to watch Matt Stafford and Sean McVay do their thing last night? 30 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. It seems to be a pretty beautiful example of modern NFL offense that's going on right there.
They just work so well together. They fit together. The numbers, I think, are a little bit unfair. I joke with that, because they get down on the 1 yard line and they put Davante Adams out there and they say, okay, stop him on a quick slant or a fade. And it's impossible. And so I don't know how many of their touchdowns have come on 1 yard throws to Davante Adams. So that's why I say it's not fair. But they've got it going, and it's the right way to do it. They get down in the red zone and say, if you want to stop our run, we're going to leave Davante out there, and good luck one-on-one stopping him. And Matthew can just put it wherever he wants. But they fit so well together. Matthew's playing at an extremely high level. He's smart with the football. When it's not there, he's not afraid to throw it away. It is fun to watch the way those two guys work together. Coach McVay makes a lot of the game easy for Matthew Stafford at times. And then there's a lot of times that Matthew Stafford makes Sean McVay right with the play calls that he has. And so it is a thing of beauty right now, the talent that they've got around them. It's going to be fun. I don't know who's, who that team out there is that's going to stop this team, because they've got so many ways that they can beat you.
Kurt, you're the best, my friend. I always love these opportunities to talk ball with you.
No, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, like I said, to you guys. Have a great one, and we'll talk next week.
All right, so you're not cooking, right? We've talked about your cooking before. You're not. Are you contributing anything to the Thanksgiving feast, sir?
I am not contributing. I'll buy the food. I guess I'll do that part of it.
All right.
But I will not be cooking. I've got some great cooks in my house with my wife and my daughter, and they'll do all the work. I got to work Thanksgiving morning for game day morning. I get to do it from my house, but. I'll be working in the morning, and then I get to come off the air and just sit down and eat. So I got the, I do have to do a little bit of work, but I got the best gig for sure.
There you go. All right, enjoy
it. Kurt Warner.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, we appreciate you. Some great stuff. Some great stuff in there. Yeah, the McVay and Stafford thing, I can't get it out of my head today, because that's the dream. It's the dream to have, he said, the coach make the quarterback look better, and sometimes the quarterback make the coach look better, and you don't know exactly what it is you're seeing until you break it down later on, you know? Ant, let's talk to the people.
Okay.
Bears fans, we want to hear from you on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Yesterday was one of those days. I was home and I was watching, but I was actually envious of the people that were there, because that was a gorgeous Chicago fall football day, noon game on the lakefront, enough sun to be cozy. Your team is 8-3. My goodness. And you put up 31 points. I want to hear from you guys who were there and you gals who were there. And also, just if you're watching it, want to hear about what this is like to have a team that, as Caleb Williams says, Tyler, as Baby T likes to say, we know what they are. They've established themselves. They've presented themselves. This is what they are.
We're an 8-3 team in the National Football League.
That's your Chicago Bears. Let's discuss. Want to hear from you about what it's like to either go to the game if you're there, or to watch it, and what impresses you that you are seeing about this bunch. It's Spiegs and Anthony Herron on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score.
We're an 8-3 team in the National Football League.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Offside. Defense number 33.
The Bears go
that
back in front.
Decline. Result of the play.
Jack Sawyer was offsides. Chicago takes the lead.
Watch what Odunze does to Jalen. It's going to completely open up all this space right here. And DJ Moore is going to have nobody around him whatsoever. Wide open touchdown on the free play. Caleb Williams taking advantage. Great drive despite a big penalty for the Chicago Bears.
Despite the DJ Moore taunting penalty, what a freaking drive right there to put the Bears back up 24-21. The 8-3 Chicago Bears. Baby T is feeling the cool in the gang, as is Anthony Herron. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see. Oh, look at the moves on that.
I mean, how can you not?
I know.
It's cool in the gang.
I know. The whole body of work, by the way. For God's sake, one of my favorite Tributosauruses ever. When we became cool in the gang, going back to Hollywood Swinging and okay. Jungle Boogie.
Oh man!
But then all the stuff from this era and like Cherish and Joanna, like let's go.
Did you know that Ant comes out to Jungle Boogie every single show he does, the night shows on the Score?
Do you?
I
no.
Do.
Yep. I didn't
That's
know
a
that.
Song.
That is my intro song.
I should listen more. I'm sorry.
So one time, Garth Brooks, it'd help if you'd listen. One time, Garth Brooks asked me what would be the song that you would enter a room to if you could just have like a boom box on your shoulder or something play over the public address. Anytime you entered a room, what song would it be? My answer was Jungle Book.
That's it.
So that's what I use. What would yours be?
Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. That's my... Okay. That's just, it's daunting. It announces my presence with authority. I feel like I'm going to the mound to close out a game.
You and Nukulus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to talk about the play that you just heard, that second DJ Moore touchdown, the one where he's wide open. We're going to talk about that in detail in a couple minutes. But we are throwing open the phone lines to you, and we want to talk to you, the Bears fans, at 312-644-6767 about the joy of having an 8-3 team and what you're seeing. What do you love about what you are seeing? Because I got answers, and as answers, I want to know what you guys are loving about what you are seeing. So 312-644-6767. And if you were there at that thing, even better. Let's go to Frederick from the South Side. Frederick, you're on with Spiegs and Anthony Herron on the Score. What's up?
Hey, what up, fellas? What up, Spieg? What up, Big Ant? How you feeling, man?
Fantastic.
I met you. Dope. I bet you at Bad and Bears, you and your lovely wife, man. But look, you guys coming out, man. Cooler Gang, madly underrated. But coming out with that DJ Moore clip is a big thing because they hold him accountable for that. You know, they didn't just glaze over that like that wasn't no big deal. Trust the coaching staff held him accountable. And that's probably one of the biggest things for me you were asking the vibes. But of course, they were great. It was great at the stadium. I can't even describe the feeling. But – you know, you see little things, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw Ryan Bates talking to Caleb on the sideline for about 2 minutes about something. He was relentless about getting to him about, to which Caleb dapped him up about it. But it's the overall coaching staff that Ben had the guts to put a team together that, you know, not necessarily was his buddies or whatever. He brought some or whatever, but they all hold him accountable different places. He don't have to worry about with Dennis Allen. That hug he had with Dennis Allen after the game, man, that tells you everything. And he got everybody believing. And that's a big thing, man. That right there, that's what matters most. And I love it. You know, you see Bienemy on the sideline lighting up Manung guy. After he scored a touchdown, man, that wasn't a play, bro. So it's a lot, man. And for me, man, I'm enamored with it all, man. I'm in love with it. And it don't help listen to the Score all the time, you know, because you be all into it. You know what I mean? So, man, I love it, man. I'm having a great time, bro.
That's awesome. That the Frederick from the South side, that's great stuff, man. I love the moments he's talking about on the sidelines, whether it's Bieniemy lighting up Menungai. We saw Bieniemy lighting up DeAndre Swift after he fumbled, you know? Right. And DeAndre smiling and be like, come on, man.
I'm still not even 100% convinced he actually fumbled. But Bieniemy didn't care. The refs thought he fumbled. That was what mattered.
How about
you come out of a pile of big angry people, make sure you're still the one holding the ball was essentially his message.
So he's talking about Ryan Bates, the backup center. Who's hurt? Is he on injured reserve all year long, Ryan Bates? Or is he just inactive every week? I don't know, but that's Ryan Bates, the former Buffalo Bill, you know, who like Poles wanted and then didn't get and then went back and got him again. And now Ryan Bates, so he saw, Frederick saw Ryan Bates talking to Caleb about something for like 2 minutes on the sideline and teaching him something. And Caleb was listening and learning to the backup. I love that. I love hearing that.
Yeah, I didn't even realize Bates was on IR. I think he's just the backup center, but we have a good center now, yeah. So we don't see Ryan Bates.
Is he on IR? Yeah, he's on injured reserve.
He is on injured reserve.
I mean, okay. So how about that? But he's there, and he's taking part in stuff. That is amazing. And you'll hear more about injured players taking part in stuff. Let's go to the phone lines again. This is Bill in Palos, who was at Lambeau yesterday, where he saw a different kind of atmosphere. What'd you see, Bill?
But I got to tell you, it was so fun to watch Packer fans, John at Viking fans back and forth in that. And so we're at the company tailgate, and people are coming up in their Vikings wear, Packers wear. They're saying like, hey, you know, where are you guys from? Who are you for? Come on, are you for Green Bay? Are you for Minnesota and all that? And I would just yell out, we're from Chicago. We're Bears fans. And the great reaction was, they didn't say you suck. They didn't say this. They just said like, whoa, Chicago. You know, so I mean, how great is it that after all these years, you actually get to see these people looking at you and respected the fact that, hey, you're from Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. It has arrived. Thanks for the call, Bill. It's Thanksgiving week. If you go and you're with relatives or family who are Packers fans.
Uncle Biff.
Uncle Biff, the aforementioned Uncle Biff, you can talk your smack to Uncle Biff during the meal, after the meal. I mean, Thanksgiving has arrived with a vengeance. You can just hey, Uncle Biff, would you pass me that mac and cheese from third place? Thank you very much. You pass it over here to first place in the division? Thank you. You talk that ish to Uncle Biff this week at Thanksgiving.
It's a rare feat. It's a rare accomplishment to have that opportunity to do that with a Packers fan at Thanksgiving right now with fans all around this division now 12 weeks into the season.
Craziness.
With the best record. Man, there's only one team in the NFC with a better record than the Bears, let alone this division, man. The entire NFC, one squad has a better record right now.
Yeah, it does. Unbelievable. Look, let's talk about that free play touchdown. As J.J. Watt discussed right there, and Ian Eagle, J.J. and Ian on the call. And Ian gave us a little something, by the way, on Friday's show. I hope you're listening to Spiegel and Holmes. You should be. On Friday, we had Ian Eagle on, and he said, you know, Ozzie Trapillo looks like he's going to play. And we're like, what? What's that? He had gotten it from Ben Johnson in the meeting, apparently, and gave it to us, and we played it back for Dan Weeder the next hour, and that ended up being the case. So if you were listening to Spiegel and Holmes, you were out in front on that one. But here's Caleb Williams talking about the touchdown to DJ Moore when the defense was offsides, and Caleb knew all about it.
They ended up just dropping DJ. Saw I think Ramsey was at safety, ended up taking the number three receiver, and the corner didn't overlap or anything like that, or the defender over DJ just dropped him and didn't run with him, and so went through the read, you know, went middle first, went to DJ, and he ran a great route, just threw him a ball, and you know, he made a great play.
Hey, Ant, that's the pinch that Kurt Warner was talking about last segment, isn't it? That DJ runs that deep in, Rome takes it out, and Jalen Ramsey goes with him, and DJ is just wide open, left alone right there.
And to be able to do it in a moment where you've got the defense offsides, and you think back to earlier in the season where so much felt like it was almost overwhelming for the offense as a whole, for Caleb trying to switch up the cadence on occasion, but then you don't really know, like, is Drew Dahlman at fault when he's not snapping it, or is Caleb at fault when someone's flinching? And now you saw a game where there were multiple times, and you could tell it was a concerted game plan for the Bears to go in and say, we got to make sure we're mixing up the snap count just to take the starch out of that opposing pass rush. Mm-hmm. And it's been happening more and more frequently in recent weeks where they've been going on various counts. And even every once in a while, Ben Johnson will remind Caleb of what snap count maybe suits a moment here or there, is my impression of things. But to be able to have that team with those edge rushers,
yes,
and utilize cadence, and then, of course, you have Aaron Rodgers on the opposing sideline,
yes,
who Caleb looks up to, and so many times Aaron Rodgers has faced the Bears and utilized snap count and thrown touchdown passes on free plays.
What world is this? That's what I'm thinking watching this. You're telling me we have a quarterback who can use the cadence to draw them off sides,
right,
and then keep his head together and decide to throw the deep ball. He did it earlier in the game, too. He threw an interception down the right side that he knew was going to get called back. At least he took a shot and threw the ball downtown on a free play. Unbelievable. Here's Ben Johnson on that free TD play to DJ Moore.
The touchdown to DJ on the free play.
Yeah.
Just the recognition of how Karen Caleb and DJ.
Yeah, it was something that we thought we might be able to get them to jump off sides. You know, it's such a good pass rushing group. We were trying to find ways to slow them down a little bit, and that was an opportunity for us to work our cadence. And I thought the execution of it was really well done. It's something we've been working on since the springtime through training camp, and everybody on offense has slowly but surely gotten better at that. And so, great job. Great job by Drew pulling the trigger, seeing it out of his periphery, and then Caleb finding the open receiver. It's really well done.
So everybody, so that's Drew Dahlman, the center that he's given the credit to for the quick snap. It's up to Drew to snap that ball.
Well, to be more specific, it's up to Drew's periphery, just to make sure we're being accurate.
The periphery, baby. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. I don't – what world is this? The offense – like, I wrote it down in one of my first notes from the game yesterday. Like, my God, this offense looks so clean and professional. It's so satisfying to watch this offense. It's coordinated. We've had so many offensive coordinators who didn't have offenses that played coordinated.
Yeah.
This one does. It's unbelievable.
Problem. When there's a lack of coordination to your offense – and you actually have someone assigned to coordinate it who is not pulling off that task.
Yes.
It's nice to be in this world where the Bears offense does feel coordinated. And my point about this division as a whole is that the Bears right now, with all these injuries and with all the newness and the learning curve that still exists, when you compare the Bears with the other squads in this division that they currently lead, whether you're talking the Vikings, the Lions, the Packers, now, I'm not going to say none of them have the opportunity to continue improving over the final 6 weeks of the season here. But the Bears, I would say, are still the squad furthest away from their ceiling. And that, to me, is extremely encouraging when you compare them with the rest of this division, because you still have a quarterback learning on the job. You still have rookie and second-year guys who are still figuring things out in the National Football League. The entire offense still learning Ben Johnson's scheme and all these starters out on the Bears' defense. So in the weeks to come, this could be a team that continues to look better and better on a weekly basis, and there's no other squad in this division that can say the same.
That's great stuff from Anthony Herron. He's in for Lawrence Holmes today. It's Spiegs and Ann Herron on the score. We'll talk about that defense and some of the backups at the top of the hour. But coming up next, one more of the touchdowns from yesterday. What did it tell us about Caleb, and what does it tell us about one of the rookies on this team? We'll discuss next on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on the Score.
Third and five, 4 minutes to go. First half. Williams throws it. And it's caught. For the touchdown, Loveland carries a defender with him for the score. Second of the day for Caleb Williams.
This is going to turn out to be a one-on-one matchup, Colson Loveland against Kyle Duggar, and he sets him up with a tiny little outside at the top of the route and then cuts it back across, and Caleb puts it right on his body, catches, falls into the end zone. Colson Loveland has really come on these last few weeks, and you can see the chemistry starting to grow.
Highlight courtesy of CBS TV. Before we talk about Colson Loveland, that was yet another play where Caleb was on time. The numbers in the pocket were really, really good yesterday. And yesterday, his lowest time to throw on the season, an average of 2.57 seconds. This is a guy who was like dead last among starting quarterbacks in time to throw going into yesterday. And we can look at the overall league standings now, but that was his best of the year. So I'm sure Ben Johnson, after looking at the tape, was thrilled to see that against a real pass rush. There was one disaster of a play, which we'll talk about later on in detail. But, man, Caleb got rid of the ball quick yesterday. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We'll take a call in a second. But, Ant, how about Colson Loveland as a big wide receiver in the tight end spot? But on that play, they schemed it up that he ended up being the one on the outside with one-on-one coverage.
He might be the one we've been waiting for. I think since maybe Allen Robinson, we haven't had, unless I'm forgetting someone, text line, Twitch mob, you remind me if I'm forgetting a red zone weapon for the Bears, that once you get into the confines, inside the 20, inside the 15, just somebody who you say scheme up that matchup. Because for red zone offense, you're trying to create either of two things. You're trying to create space using motion and misdirection, or you're trying to create a matchup. That matchup might be just your offensive line overwhelming a defense, but for your playmakers, normally the matchup, if you're passing in the red zone, you're trying to find a matchup for someone who you know can win in those tight spaces. And a few weeks back, looking at Colston Loveland, that first red zone touchdown grab that he had, I'm blanking on who even the opponent was, but it was on a very similar route where he stems the defender towards the top of his route and then uses that big body, like big receiver, slender tight end, however you want to look at it. He's got a pretty big frame where he can sort of wall that guy off. And as he does that, if the ball's in, on the money and on time, then there's really no good way for the defender to get themselves back in position to work around Colston Loveland because of his stature when he's in that tight space. And the Bears haven't had someone, you know, the 50-50 ball conversation. They don't have someone to do that really well. But the way he runs routes, the way he plucks the football, and his frame allow him to be a guy. That, to me, is the Bears' best possibility of a true red zone weapon. And we're seeing it come to fruition.
That is awesome. Colston Loveland with the touchdown and some arrival going on. Texters have been getting in with their favorite thing from yesterday. Here's one. My favorite thing was there was a point in the third quarter where the wrong package was on the field on offense. Play clock was down to 7. Cameras happened to be on Ben Johnson. You could see him saying, "I'm not calling a timeout," knowing how important the timeouts are. Yeah, that was the 3rd and 7 that became a 3rd and 12, and they didn't get it, and that was a bad penalty, but they were lined up wrong, and he held on to his timeouts, and I respect the choice. Another says, I work with people all over the country, talk to people who are fans of other teams every day. What I love about this is the texts I've been getting for the last 5 years, they lag now about the Bears not showing up. This is David in Round Lake, who's on 670 The Score. What's up, David? Welcome in.
Oh, thanks. Speaks, I'm Big Ant. Love you guys. Just wanted to just say, it's just really refreshing to just have adults running this team finally. That's all.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
As simple as that. It is just that simple. It does feel like an adult-run organization
Yes. Now.
And it feels like you feel that at multiple levels, and the product on the field is certainly indicative of it.
Dude, for sure. And I mean, it's just so obvious. And we talked about it last year as we watched that thing fall apart. And then in the offseason, and then when they hired this guy and all the intel I had about this guy, and then you can tell what he is now. It's just so obvious. He speaks the truth. Like, to them privately, and most often to us publicly. Like, the transparency has been there. Like, the way he talks about his quarterback, or like the caller was saying, how all these coaches talk to their guys. Like, come on, man, what the hell are you doing? Like, you got to do this stuff. I know. All right, I love you. Good try. You know, it's like, you don't have to hide from the freaking truth in order to get some messages across. Texters are saying Jimmy Graham as a coverage dictator, a red zone weapon. But that goes back before Allen Robinson. No, it didn't play out.
Not during his Bears career. He's one of the great red zone weapons of all time in the National Football League. But
yes,
didn't see much of that during his time with the Bears, though. So that's a different conversation.
No. Other things that people are loving, the free plays. I love that the Packers are Packers fans are freaking out a little bit. This texter says, a year ago on Thanksgiving, I had to watch Eberflus freeze at my girlfriend's dad's house, full of 100% Packer fans. They were nicer about it than I was. You know, I mean, this is where we are. Texter says, I like how fluid Caleb is starting to look in the play action. It helps him so much. It freezes the defense. Yeah, yesterday felt like a very effective day in play action. And to your point that you made earlier, Ant, that Caleb looked on time even when he was inaccurate in play action. At least he was on time. And you'd rather have that. Fortunate that a couple of those didn't get picked in the first half. But, you know, at least he's on time and seemingly throwing it with the right timing. There's lots to get to here on Spiegel and Holmes. A couple more hours to go. We'll talk to Chris Emma in 1 hour. Conversation about Ryan Poles in the 5 o'clock hour. But when we come back, a strength of this coaching staff that maybe we didn't really grasp until yesterday, and it's something that Big Ann has been waiting for many, many years. Keep it right here on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.